WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk today about Ohio's two U.S. senators, Sherrod Brown, Rob Portman, polar opposites on just about every issue, but they've cooperated here and there. Right now, they've been both landed on the powerful Senate Finance Committee. What is that going to mean?
Well, that's pretty amazing in and of itself to have both senators from one state on the Senate Finance Committee. And the Senate Finance Committee is going to be in the middle of everything when it comes to spending, when it comes to tax reform, when it comes to entitlement reform, all of these issues. Now, you could not find two politicians who are more polar opposites than Sherrod Brown and Rob Portman. Sherrod Brown is pretty much an old-fashioned liberal populist Democrat out of the mold of Howard Metzenbaum. Rob Portman is a traditional conservative, a fiscal conservative. He worked in the Bush administration as trade representative and budget director. And they are going to be at loggerheads on just about each and every issue that comes before the Senate Finance Committee. And it can make for some interesting debates.
How come you think they both got on?
Well, I think they both lobbied to get on, probably. I think in their respective caucuses, they're both pretty well respected. And I think, you know, they were given some plum assignments. Portman had to leave the Armed Services Committee to go to the Finance Committee. But, you know, when it comes to entitlement reform, they're going to be totally opposite. When it comes to spending cuts, they're going to be on totally opposite sides. When it comes to things like regulation, you know, Rob Portman believes that there should be less regulation of the private sector. Sherrod Brown believes that the laws are too loose and that they need to be tightened up and there needs to be more regulation on things like Wall Street and the banks. So, you know, they're going to go at it tooth and nail.
Will they cancel each other out, do you think?
Well, they will to a certain extent. I mean, you know, obviously the Democrats control Senate, which means they control also the Finance Committee. They have the votes, but it's going to make for some interesting debates.
Kentucky has a new congressman in Thomas Massie in Northern Kentucky from Kentucky's 4th District. He's already making a bit of a name for himself. He did not vote for John Boehner as Speaker, among other things.
No, he did not. He was one of 12 Republicans who did not vote for John Boehner for Speaker. He voted for Justin Amash, representative from Michigan, who was closely aligned with Ron Paul, who is a Libertarian. And I think what the people in Northern Kentucky really have gotten here in Thomas Massie is as much a Libertarian congressman as a Republican congressman. He obviously voted against the fiscal cliff legislation. He voted against the Hurricane Sandy relief money. And he is going to keep doing that on any kind of spending issues. And what he's going to turn out to be, really, I think, a thorn in the side of John Boehner.
So he's also introduced some new legislation, hasn't he, already?
Yeah, his first bill was to repeal the gun-free zones in schools, which was enacted back in 1990 and was signed into law by President George H.W. Bush. Now, Ron Paul, who up until recently was a congressman from Texas, tried to repeal that about 7 years ago and failed. And Massie is clearly a disciple of Ron Paul. Ron Paul and Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, Ron Paul's son, supported Massie in the Republican primary and helped get him elected. So it's almost like replacing Ron Paul in the Congress when you elect someone like Thomas Massie.
Ohio's 2nd District also has a new congressman in Brad Wenstrup. What can we expect from him in the coming session?
Well, it's kind of too early to tell. He hasn't voted on anything yet. You know, he's brand new. And, you know, he's still in the process of putting together, you know, staff, district offices, that sort of thing. I can tell you one thing. I think he's probably going to be fairly loyal to the Speaker, John Boehner. He is one of a very handful of Republicans in Congress now who did not sign the No New Taxes pledge that Grover Norquist and Americans for Tax Reform insisted on. What that means in terms of his votes on spending issues, I don't know. You know, he describes himself as a fiscal conservative. He's against raising taxes. But it's far too early to tell what kind of a congressman Brad Wenstrom is going to be. All I can tell you is he's going to be vastly different, I think, than Gene Schmidt.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can read his column and his blog at WVXU.org. It's 840.